Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
It's 6 minutes past 6 o'clock. Great to have you for a little politics over a cup of coffee today, friends. So, are people more important than a species of animal plant that might be endangered? The left that is, and the environmental wackos, and there are tons of organizations funded by your tax dollars, by the way, that have for years destroyed or advocated for the destruction through the Endangered Species Act of entire communities and families. And now the table is being turned, or they say, which, by the way, is far from the truth. We're going to get into all of that today because there's a lot of it having to do with Oregon. And we'll ask some interesting questions about it. Also, there's a new poll that has found that people, well, at least the headline from the Portland Business Journal, a new poll finds that Oregonians would vote for higher taxes for universal care. Yeah, right. That's as about likely as Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide. And do you believe this? Does it matter to you? Seriously, do eggs taste any better if they come from cage-free chickens? Does your beef taste any better if it's range-fed? Some people say it does. Does it? Or do you, you know, sear it up a particular way on a Traeger grill? I mean, do you marinate it? Do you put rubs on it? Do your eggs taste any difference? Or is your mind just put at ease knowing that an egg, which was life or could become life, now is in your belly? And you feel better about that. You feel better about it because it came from a cage-free chicken. Yes, Governor Kate Brown, in one of the momentous, monumental, important pieces of legislation to come across Oregon in a long time, signed into law yesterday, Senate Bill 1019, that requires commercial farms with more than 3,000 chickens to go cage-free. And prevents the purchase of sale or caged eggs. Starting in 2024, you won't be able to get them in grocery stores and you won't be able to get them in restaurants. Plus, farms have to be nicer to their chickens, to their hens, including perches, scratching areas, nest boxes, and dust baths. So, this is what we waste our time on in Oregon because it makes people feel good. So do you feel better eating an egg that is, you know, made from a cage-free chicken, a got from a cage-free chicken? Now, what do you think is coming next? I mean, how far is this going to reach? How far is the insanity of this going to reach? What's next? Is it next going to be that, well, maybe the next thing is that all of your chickens that you have to eat have to be organically fed? Maybe that's going to be a new rule or a new law that's put in place in Oregon, passed by a legislature that is constantly willing to increase every little bit of regulation or restriction on your life, create more regulations, restrictions in your life that limit your freedom, limit your ability to live free. So what won't they consider? So if you're involved in a conversation and somebody, maybe today, somebody reads this Willamette Week story, and by the way, you can see this if you go to OregonWatchdog.com. Somebody reads this story and says, I like it. Really? What's next? Ask them, so what's next? A new law that says you can only sell free-range chickens in Oregon for meat. But then what happens when PETA makes the arguments to the regressive totalitarian Marxists that run the Oregon legislature and Governor Kate Brown that, well, maybe we ought not allow chickens to be sold in Oregon unless they're killed humanely. Now, how would you humanely kill a chicken? Now, why am I going down this road, folks? You know how you kill a cow, a beef? A 22 round to the head. If you do it right, it drops them immediately. Boom, they're done. No pain. It's just like a hit to the head. How do you kill a chicken? You chop its head off, right? Oh, that's horrible. So what would you do? Would you shoot a chicken? How do they slaughter? How do these big slaughterhouses slaughter? What's next, folks? That's my point. How far does this insanity go? And does it really matter to you? No, so a great question to ask if this comes up in your sphere of influence today or maybe tomorrow is ask somebody, so you like cage-free chickens, huh? Cage-free eggs? Do they taste any better? Does it matter to you? Does a chicken have a soul? I mean, it's what does Limbaugh say, right? Illustrating the absurd by being absurd? Well, of course. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. We're going to have a little fun with all of this today, but it is important because you know what? The overhaul of the Endangered Species Act is long overdue, folks, because it's been so strongly and badly tilted in one direction that it values the whole premise behind the ESA was to protect endangered species. But what it wouldn't allow, it would not allow the economic damage that would occur to a community with the listing of an endangered species. And then the activities surrounding that listing. Now, there's the crux, isn't it? What happens then? Now, here's my prediction to you. The attorneys generals of a whole bunch of states. Now, this is in the open. There's a whole bunch of stories about this. I'm looking at a Breitbart story here. I'm looking at an AP story. I'm looking at an OPB story. And there's a story in Oregon about a bumblebee down in southern Oregon that hasn't been seen since 2006. Doesn't mean it's not around, but somebody who's been really watching and looking. Oh, like a leftist, communist-oriented environmental group that ultimately sues the federal government and gets paid off and gets their lawyer's fees and damages through a settlement process, gets paid off by us, the taxpayers. Yeah, that group apparently has been watching and looking for the bumblebee. Now, the reality is, folks, groups like that are looking for ways to stop any type of commercial industrial activity, like logging, like mining. Oh, how horrible! We take things out of the earth! Yeah, like gold, like that gold wedding ring or that your gold earrings or your silver. Yeah, all that gets mined. How about that computer that you're maybe listening to this show over right now? You know how many elements within your computer come from what are quote-unquote called rare earth minerals? All of that stuff gets mined. And the entire goal of any of these organizations, like the Center for Biological Diversity, which is utterly a communist-oriented organization. Believe me, it is. All you have to do is read what those people think. How about Earth justice? How about the Native American tribes who are bemoaning the fact that a wild mountain caribou is virtually extinct. So let me ask you this question. Do you miss, so if, again, the purpose of the show, friends, is to help you persuade others to look at the impacts of politics in their lives, and really in a common sense, but even more importantly, a liberty-minded manner. So if you're in that conversation with somebody, and they're talking about how horrible it is that Earth Justice Vice President of Litigation, now what does that tell you? Drew Caputo said this effort to gut protections for the endangered and threatened species has the same two features of most of Trump administration actions. It's a gift to industry and it's illegal. You know, so far, folks, the Trump administration has been upheld in the U.S. Supreme Court and several courts of appeals. The only places they have lost so far are in district courts and certain courts of appeals, much of which will go to the U.S. Supreme Court. Trump can't sneeze, can he? And a whole bunch of states' attorneys generals, like Oregon's completely ineffective and basically worthless, compromised Ellen Rosenblum, on her way out the door, by the way, thankfully, that she and a bunch of other regressive, totalitarian Marxist attorney generals sue Trump for sneezing because somehow he's damaged the environment or somehow he's done something illegal or unconstitutional. And every time they get slapped down. Oh, yeah, they may win at the local level. They may win in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, although that's changing because Trump, as we have noted before, Trump is appointing more and more federal judges. Thank you, Harry Reid, for suspending that part of the process known as filibuster. Yeah, thanks for doing that. Because that really opened the way for lots of good things. Because now the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, folks, is becoming decidedly more conservative. Why? Because constitutionalists are being appointed to that bench. It doesn't mean that we're going to get our way there all the time. But believe me, when it comes to this issue, which has devastated community after community. By the way, if you don't think that's true, why don't you just go drive around some of these formerly thriving communities in the rural areas of this state and see how the storefronts have not been restored. Why? There's no reason to, because people are leaving. Businesses has left already because people have left. Go down and look at the Roseburg Mall sometime. Seriously. Go look at the Roseburg Mall. You tell me how many businesses are operating and thriving in Roseburg. You want to talk about a community that's been affected by this Endangered Species Act? So now we're going to say new species, not current, but new species. They're going to have to figure a little bit about the economic cost. Because aren't people as important as animals? 6:20, back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It is 22 minutes past the top of the hour. You know, you can also send me an email and I will try to read it on the air. And I've got some to read and I'll get to them in a momento. That email address, by the way, is jeff@1220.am. This segment of the show is brought to you by Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care. They have some great CBD oil products. CBD oil, as you know, comes from the hemp plant. Now, here's the cool thing about it. In the headlong rush to put all kinds of CBD oil products out there since Congress and Trump legalized it, Oregon has adopted the strongest CBD oil regulations in the entire country, by far. And I can tell you that Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care, they source their CBD oil from Oregon. And frankly, from a lot of it right here in the Mid-Valley area. And you can be assured that it's not coming from some foreign country or some other state filled full of chemicals. Bad stuff. That's a great reason for you to go down and spend some time talking with the folks at Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care. They're right down at South Commercial, South Salem, next to Safeway. Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care. You know, I really miss T-Rex, don't you? I mean, I know the caveman survived with T-Rex. I mean, why couldn't we survive with T-Rex today? I mean, seriously, if somebody is going off on you, maybe at church, maybe at Rotary Club or wherever you're, maybe at work, I don't know. Maybe one of your kids comes home from public education after having been brainwashed by some teacher. Trump is, now we're going to lose entire, we're gutting the protections, we're going to lose entire species now because of what Donald Trump has done. Really? Is that what's happening here? So then you say, yeah, you know, I really miss the dinosaurs, don't you? I miss T-Rex. I mean, I think that the world would be better off if we brought back T-Rex. I mean, seriously. I mean, heck, we've brought back the gray wolf, which is now becoming a predator all across Oregon, right? In the West. Destroying cattle, destroying livelihoods. So why not T-Rex? Illustrate absurdity by being absurd. Now, here's what these new rules do. All it does is says that there's going to be an economic cost considered when an endangered species is being proposed. Okay? Now, when I served in the Oregon legislature, this is something we wanted because maybe you don't know this, but Oregon has an Endangered Species Act. Did you know that? Yeah, we do. And it's even worse than the federal Endangered Species Act. Because here's what's interesting. Is that even though a species may not be listed in, that maybe is in Oregon, on the federal ESA, it can be listed on the state ESA. And the economics of that, the impact on a community, is never considered. The story here is that Democratic lawmakers and several state attorneys generals and conservation groups, they're not conservation groups, folks, they're front groups for communist destruction of industry. It's what they are. Anyway, said that the overhaul would hamper protections for endangered and threatened species. And then they go on to describe how wonderful the Endangered Species Act is in crediting and saving the bald eagle, California condor, and other scores of animals and plants from extinction. Okay. In fact, the ESA protect 1,600 species in the United States and territory. Do you have any idea how big of a bureaucracy it takes to administer that? The changes, the story goes on to say, included allowing economic costs to be taken into account as the federal government weighs protecting a struggling species, although Congress has stipulated that economic costs not be a factor in deciding whether to protect an animal. That prohibition was meant to ensure the logging industry, for example, the evil logging industry, the evil people that cut down trees, the evil logging industry that produces the wood that lets you build your house, that evil logging industry that produces the fiber that goes into your paper that you write on or that your kids learn at school. as they're being indoctrinated and brainwashed by generations of liberal teachers who have no clue. Anyway, that prohibition, this I go on, was meant to ensure the logging industry, for example, would not be able to push to block protections for a forest-dwelling animal on economic grounds. So, it's one thing. The bald eagle is the symbol of our nation. California condor. Look, nobody really wants anything to go extinct. But if some things went extinct, would we miss them? Would it make any difference in your daily life? Would it make any more difference in your ability to make a living in the city of Salem or in the state of Oregon or Portland or Eugene or wherever? More importantly, would it make any difference in your ability to make a living in a place like Roseburg or Coos Bay or some other rural area of the state that has never recovered from the quote-unquote spotted owl crisis, which, as we learned, was a lie, and that the real predator wasn't man and it wasn't logging that brought down the numbers of the spotted owls. No, it was the barred owl. It was all a lie, folks, and it was meant, just as these people are asserting today, it is meant to destroy industry that entire communities have never recovered from. That destruction that's happened already, and they want to do more. The Trump administration says, no, we're going to think about this differently. And when we come back, I will tell you exactly what these changes are. And did you know they're already being used in another part of the federal government? It's 6:30. Back in a moment. Don't go away.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
That's 24 minutes to the top of the hour. Great to have you with us, friends, if you're just joining us. Here's what we're talking about on Political Coffee today. The Trump administration has put in, well, is proposing to put in place some new rules in the Endangered Species Act. And the left, the environmental wackos, are going absolutely crazy. And the reality is it's the same process that's already being used successfully in the National Marine Fisheries Service. Huh? What? You mean we're already doing this? Yeah. We are, as a matter of fact. It's nothing new. It's just being expanded. Well, okay. So is it working for them? Yeah, it is. So do you miss T-Rex? I mean, if the idea is that we can never let a species go extinct because our world will be poorer because of it, ask somebody who's listening or just his going off on Trump. Do you miss T-Rex? I miss T-Rex. I think we ought to have the pterodactyls back. I think we ought to have T-Rex back, the brontosaurus. Yeah, I think we should bring wolves back. And, you know, I think that we should allow them all to be in downtown Portland or Eugene. Now, maybe not Salem, although, you know, eating an occasional liberal would be okay. I'm just kidding, folks. Yes, I actually said that. That's true. Yes, the reality is that these changes are literally already being used by the National Marine Fisheries Service. And that's what the story says. Okay. So if it's being used successfully for them, why can't it be used for everything else? Well, it can. We're also talking about cage-free eggs. Yeah, Governor Kate Brown is know, I guess it's so horrible, so bad that we're eating eggs from chickens that, you know, are not cage free. So, okay, do you feel, I mean, do your eggs taste better because they're cage free? Or do you just feel better? And it's only going to increase your cost of an egg by about 1 or 2 cents, they say. Okay. And there is a new poll that has found that Oregonians want to pay higher taxes to have universal health care. Folks, you remember that thing called the lie of the year? Front page of Time magazine. It was Obama saying, you can keep your doctor if you want to keep your doctor. Now, irrelevant liberal Time magazine, if they call it the lie of the year, why would you buy the lie put forward by the same people that bought into Obamacare, including a few errant Republican Oregon legislators? Because did you know Oregon kind of has its own Obamacare?
Yeah.
And now they want to do universal health care. And the argument is it will save you money. Do you remember that keep your doctor, keep your plan thing? That's all you need to say to somebody who says, yeah, you know, I'm kind of thinking that I'd vote for higher taxes. I'd pay higher taxes to have universal health care because it's so successful in Canada, right? I mean, how many times have we heard that it's so successful in Canada? Then what is it? Something like 72%, I think, was the latest figure I saw of Canadian doctors come to America to get elective surgery. Why is that? Because they can. Because they can't get elective surgery in Canada. Why? Because it's government-run health care. Those of you who are veterans, listen to me. You know, first of all, God bless you for serving. The VA is well known for being a government-run healthcare system. And until some serious revision done by Trump was a complete mess. Now, it doesn't mean that it's still perfect, because it isn't. You know it. I know it. But they're really starting to deliver health care because there's an element introduced because of Trump, an element of free marketism. I'm going to call it that. It says, if you're a veteran, like maybe you're living in Lakeview, maybe you're living in Klamath Falls, maybe you're living in some far-flung place of rural Oregon that has been damaged by the Endangered Species Act, which now we're going to try to rebalance that. Maybe you got to drive over 2 hours to get to see a VA doctor. One of the new revisions allows you to go to a local doctor. A local doctor can get reimbursed. You couldn't do that before. Isn't that kind of common sense? How come under a government-run healthcare system that was so screwed up down in Phoenix, Arizona, that they had to fire a bunch, which you couldn't do until recently, right? Now they can fire people. As you know, Trump talks a lot about that. Yeah, it's about time. Holding people accountable. Because they let people die. So this survey, the story in the Portland Tribune by Elizabeth Hayes, in a survey of 402 registered voters, showed 75% agreed universal health care is a desirable solution to a high-cost system. I'd like to know who it is that they polled. I'd like to know, as with most of these polls, they are engineered, shall we say, to produce a particular result, such as this headline. And it leads you to believe that Oregonians are just fine with higher taxes so they can have universal health care as an alternative to a high-cost system. Now, I can tell you, as a guy who does polling, and it depends on how you ask the question, or it depends on who you ask the question of. Yeah, I don't buy this. I don't buy it, not for 1 minute, do you? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. I am so happy that I get to eat soon, in the coming years, cage-free eggs. Because they taste better, right? They taste so much better. Really? Do they? Yesterday, Becky sent me an email. Because we were talking a little bit about, you know, this whole Jeffrey Epstein thing and the intersection of it in Oregon in politics. It is the liberal Democrats who defend, believe it or not, things like on the First Amendment, free speech, the whole business of what happens with Willamette Week magazine, owned by the husband of our Attorney General, Ellen Rosenblum, who doesn't go after these sex traffickers, really. Seriously, doesn't really. Maybe local DAs, but them. The back of Willamette Week is full of these ads. Did you know that Oregon is one of the most sex-trafficked states in the nation, specifically Portland? And it's not just girls. This whole Jeffrey Epstein thing, it's not just girls, it's boys. And that's Rebecca's email to me yesterday. Don't forget that young boys who are ordered up. So I had made the comment after having watched Mark Levin's show on Fox Sunday evening, just caught part of it. This filmmaker talked about how some men order up 12-year-old virgins. And whoever this sicko is that goes out and gets these girls, kidnaps a 12-year-old virgin, and this guy gets to have his way with her. Well, that's what Rebecca was saying. Don't forget the young boys who are ordered up and trafficked, she writes, and who are terrified of their oppressors. And then in the prison system, it's kind of laughed about that there's a lot of homosexuality in the system. And those are usually younger, weaker men that are imprisoned with their oppressors and who may get raped repeatedly in a day. Those who oppress in that way should be put into solitary confinement and should not be allowed to set up their own little trafficking world within the prison. I knew someone who was in prison in Oregon for a quote-unquote white-collar crime. And after he got out, he talked about how the gang system in prison is for protection from getting gang raped. He was in a low-security prison in Salem, so everybody was together, and the guard only came through on the hour. A lot of stuff happened as soon as the guard was gone. So if you have an email message, would love to hear from you. It's Jeff at 1220.am or phone calls, 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. I, for one, don't think that animals and certain plants are more important than human beings. You see, this story about Trump's new, this is the OPB story. The headline is, Trump's new rules threaten wildlife, Northwest conservation groups contend. Oh, what a headline. It could have easily been something a little more balanced, don't you think? But it is Oregon Public Broadcasting, right? I personally think that it's okay that T-Rex isn't roaming the earth anymore. And I'd be okay if gray wolves weren't encroaching and soon to be in the Willamette Valley, destroying your chickens. And a lot of other things, maybe threatening your children. 6:48, back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It is 10 minutes till the top of the hour. So let me throw this, and we'll get to you the phone calls in just a moment here. Let me also present this argument for your consideration to be used maybe in persuading others. So if the National Marine Fisheries Service is successfully using some of these changes, why is it that we can't apply it to all threatened and endangered species? Instead of blanket protections, you look at them case by case, one by one. Doesn't that make sense? Why wouldn't you look at each case one by one? Here's something else. The senior scientist, Tierra Curry, for the Center for Biological Diversity, you know this communist group? And they are, folks. Believe me, they are. Said that the listing proposed for the Martin, which they are leading the charge on, which is kind of like, it's a, like a carnivorous mink-related animal, released last fall, provided a window into the changes to come under these new rules instead of blanket protections. Instead of blanket protections, rather, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service exempted all forestry activity from changing the practices to protect the martens. Now listen to this. Habitat loss through logging and related activities are a significant contributor to declining marten populations. Are they? Who says? Oh, scientists. You mean the same scientists that lied to us about the spotted owl, which destroyed entire communities, destroyed families' lives? Oh, and think about this. Habitat loss through logging and related activities. You know, think about, do we log federal timberlands anymore? Virtually none. A tiny fraction. Because most of it's not being logged. Because it gets tied up in court by these same groups. Every single proposed timber sale on federal lands is opposed by multiple groups. Every single proposed timber sale on state-owned forest land, which under the Constitution, and by the way, is that lawsuit that's winding its way through the Oregon courts brought by Linn County and now a whole bunch of other counties, saying you're violating Oregon's Constitution. You're not using it for its highest and best purpose. Schools and roads, county roads. If we're not logging federal timberlands, how can you say that habitat loss is hurting martens? Think about that. If we're not logging, where's the habitat loss? Now, I will tell you this, where this is headed, and you know it. It's all about preventing private logging on private timberlands. Let's go to the phones. We'll start with Art. Art, good morning. What do you say? Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Well, it's really good to know that our state government doesn't think we're smart enough to know how to raise our own dang chickens.
Yeah, you know, my eggs are gonna taste so much better because they're cage free.
Well, Jeff, you know, cage free. What does that mean? That you know, we got to let them wander around so that varmints can slaughter them, and you know, birds of prey can eat them up. Coyotes, etc. I mean, for crying out loud, we're just not smart enough anymore to know if we're raising chickens how to protect our investments. I mean, Let's
I love it.
For crying out loud. Now, Jeff, I am not for cruelty to animals, but the next thing they're going to say, hey, there, no way, no shake, no how can you keep your hands away from your roosters, because by God, they have the right to have sex, and we should not be denying them that right. It's cruelty to animals.
Yeah, you're right, and you know that's the insanity of where all of this is headed. At some point in time, people will draw a line. I sure hope so. Thanks, Art.
Have a great day, Jeff.
Yeah, thanks. That was my laugh of the day. Before we go to George, I just want to remind you all, my friend Fred Thompson is a New York life insurance agent, and he has some great products that can make your life better, and that's the reality. That's why you buy life insurance. It's why you also buy other products that can give you more income in your retirement, especially if you know how Social Security is headed these days. You know, you really ought to sit down and talk with Fred. 503-428-7479. 503-428-7479 is his phone number. Call him. Come to your place, or you can come to his office. Doesn't matter. Do business with someone who cares about you, cares about his country, shares your values. And Fred Thompson does. 503-428-7479. Let's go to George. Hey, George, good morning. Good to hear your voice again. What's on your mind?
You know, just watching the way the tax codes and everything are coming out with Donald Trump and Mitch McConnell and everybody just arguing about special treatment all the time. Wouldn't communism be better?
Well, has it been better for the people who've let's think about it, George. Communism has murdered about 100 million people. I don't know. Just, I don't think capitalism murders people.
If there was a way to do it without doing that, wouldn't that be better?
No, because it destroys human initiative. If you, George, decide not to work as hard as I do, but yet I have to give you the same amount and share it with you, even if you didn't earn it, how is that good for me? But does that create any incentive for me to do anything? No.
Well, how about if you did it one job and then someone else did the exact same job, and the pay isn't the same? And that's what Mitch McConnell put together.
Is that what's happening out there, or are people being paid for what they're worth?
Well, if we were exactly the same, I mean, we should be able to spend our money the way we want.
So if you and I are doing the same job and you're half as productive as I am because I just choose to work harder, shouldn't I get paid based on that? Working harder?
No. We're talking about if we both worked harder and we both worked exactly the same.
Well, then we would get paid the same.
The same. But it isn't. Thanks to you.
It is the same. Absolutely. You're wrong, George. Love to have you.
Oh, no. The take
home. Talk about it later. Unfortunately, George, we're at the end of the show. We got to go. Call me earlier next time. We'll talk longer. Folks, thanks, friends. Appreciate each and every one of you joining us today. Be back tomorrow. I hope you are too. Make it a great day. Start the car.